This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, I want to talk about an announcement. And the announcement is something that's extremely disturbing. And it should be disturbing to you. They have moved the date of the mandatory vaccination for babies to 6 months old and above. That means you have to get your baby vaccinated starting at 6 months and above in age. Now, 6 months or even a year or 2 years or 3 years or, you know, more is a very, very serious challenge. Nobody knows the results of vaccinating a child that's 6 months old and above. The research isn't out. When they first came out with the vaccine, they weren't talking about vaccinating babies that were 6 months old and above. I mean, the baby is barely born, and now it's mandatory to vaccinate the baby. So the new ruling is 6 months old and above. I wonder what some of the mothers you know think about that. I wonder what you think about it. It's one thing to talk about it theoretically. It's quite another thing to talk about it in your own personal household when you're a mother that's pregnant and by the time your baby is 6 months old and above, the law says you have to vaccinate it with a vaccination. You know, there's no way you can simply accept the vaccination as this Messiah, this Savior. There are far too many people that have alleged very negative reactions to getting the vaccination. Everything from death to pulmonary events to breathing and lung problems to heart attacks to capillaries and arteries being clogged with very, very strange looking. They look like the bodies of an alien. Have you seen those pictures of all the people who were vaccinated? And then when they had to go back to the hospital because they had blood clots and they pulled out of the person's veins or wherever, the stuff that was in them that clotted their blood. And this stuff that they're putting in people, I don't think it starts out being large, but it knows how to grow. And so when you see just how large this thing is that's clotting the blood in people, it's huge. It looks like the giant arms of a alien. That's the only way I can describe it. Now, of course, you're going to have a blood clot when you have something of that size. That's huge. When you have something of that size growing in your arteries and your heart region, etc. So, you know, when I look at this, I wonder how many Americans have actually bothered to take the time to find out the truth. We have in America today several generations of blowhards. And I don't apologize for using the word blowhard. I think I'm being kind. They're blowhards because they don't know nothing about nothing, and the bad English was done intentionally. They don't know anything. They don't do any reading. They're in a daze most of the time. They're in a full-blown social engineering altered state of consciousness. And I can't tell you what's causing their brains not to function. I have some theoretical ideas. Maybe it's the massive amounts of fluoride in the chemtrails. And don't give me the baloney that chemtrails aren't real. I see them all the time. I've seen them all across the United States. They're not natural. And chemtrails contain some pretty funky ingredients like the tranquilizer fluoride, the tranquilizer lithium. And the chemtrails, among other things, dumb you down. They inhibit your ability to think rationally and cognitively. So when people see the obvious, it's like their brains short circuit, and they can't assimilate in their minds what any sane person should be able to assimilate in their minds, which is the egregious negative effects of the COVID vaccine. So maybe that's why Americans can't seem to grasp the obvious. You would think that a mother that loves her child, I mean, obviously, I understand this. A mother loves her child. She doesn't want her child to get COVID. I mean, it's plain, you know, it's plain and simple. And so the mother is fearful, also plain and simple. The mother's terrified. And certain people promise the mother that if their child gets the vaccination, her child and perhaps herself will be protected. But, you know, you've got to do a little homework. If we're talking about the life or death of your child, you have to do a little homework. So the question is, when you do a little homework, do you find out whether or not the vaccine is actually effective in protecting the babies and the children 6 months and older? Or will they still get the coronavirus and other diseases like adults do, even though they've gotten the vaccination? Remember, we were promised early on that if you got the vaccination, you weren't going to get sick. You weren't going to get sick with COVID and other diseases. But was that true? No, it wasn't true. People are getting the vaccination all over the place, and they're still getting sick. Not to mention all these secondary problems, like people shedding. People who have the vaccination, microscopically leaking the COVID virus to the people around them and infecting them. And of course, you know they call that shedding. Now, there have been, just in the last week or so, I've noticed that there were a whole bunch of the top people in the European Union. A bunch of people in the very highest level of the European Union who faked. These are this one girl was the head of the European Union, or the second in command, I forgot which. And she paid a doctor or a nurse under the table, as did many of these operatives for the European Union. She paid the nurse under the table to inject her, not with the vaccine, but with a saline solution, which of course is just water with a little salt in it. So she got her injections, and so they were, everybody accepted it at face value. She got her injection, so all her medical records state that she got the COVID vaccination. But the reality is she didn't get the COVID vaccination. She simply got a solution of water and salt, saline solution, injected into her. Now, why would she do that? She did that, obviously, because she knows something that most people don't know. If the COVID vaccine was harmless, well, then no big deal. She would have just got vaccinated because it's harmless. It can't harm you. But the only motivation a person would have to get the vaccine injected into her by a nurse with like a salt water solution, it's because this head of the European Union must have known that there is a significant percentage of danger that opens up to anybody who gets the COVID vaccination. And since she knows what the media are not telling you, since she knows what the government agencies are not telling you, since she knows the truth, which is being concealed from you, she got she paid money to fake it like she got the vaccination, when in reality she didn't get the vaccination, because she is concerned that it could hurt her immune system. It could hurt her baby if she gets pregnant in the future. And so she has access to all the inside factual data, the documented information. And she, like many people in the European Union, chose not to get the vaccine to save herself. And then we have this guy. This guy's dangerous. I am telling you, this guy is radioactively dangerous. Justin Trudeau. I saw a clip of him a couple of days ago. I could not believe what he said when he looked into the camera. He said that in Canada, he said, Canada is different than the United States of America. In Canada, we don't have a constitution which gives the people the right to bear arms. In Canada, it is illegal for any citizen to own arms, and it is illegal for any citizen to own arms or use arms. If you even are in possession of arms, you can be arrested and thrown in jail with very serious penalties. And if somebody breaks into your house, let's say a bunch of gang members break into your house heavily armed, and they start to hack away at your body, your wife's body, and your children's bodies, they start to hack away at their bodies with some kind of butcher knife. No, I want you to stick your nose in it and smell it. I'm not going to let some of you off the hook so you can go back to daydream land. So they asked him a question like that, and he said that if those people had a gun hidden somewhere in their house or whatever and tried to defend themselves, even if these criminals were in the middle of hacking away the body parts of his wife and children, the law would have arrested the husband for defending his family. The Canadian law would have arrested the children and the mother. They would have been guilty of breaking the law. They would have been locked up and faced very, very serious prison time and financial fines, even though they were in the process of being chopped into pieces and murdered. Because the law in Canada states it is illegal for you to own or possess weapons, you know, guns. So even do you realize how insane that is? And yet that's the law of the land. It is total madness. Where would you pick up an ideology of total madness? From communism. This is communist thinking. This is the thinking of the global reset. According to Canadian law, none of the law-abiding citizens are allowed to own or have weapons to protect themselves. So if somebody breaks into your house with the intent or are in the process of murdering you to death, and you defend yourself with a weapon, you're the one that gets thrown in jail. You're the one that gets fined. And these are big-time fines and jail sentences. And then he looks right into the camera, not even blushing, and says, in Canada, it is against the law for law-abiding citizens to have guns, to defend themselves with guns, or even use guns, even if they're being attacked. And he said, you have to simply wait there until the police come. You're not allowed to do anything in terms of using weaponry to defend yourselves. Think of what a nightmarish totalitarian society that nation has become. You can't defend yourself from an armed attack by psychopathic criminals. You can't use a gun, or you will be thrown into jail. I mean, and the way he said it, and the way he looked in the camera, it's like he had no feeling. And you know full well he's armed. He has armed guards. So he doesn't live under the same law that you do. And this is what they want to do in the United States. And we have so many people in the United States, both politicians who have a hidden agenda of wanting to disarm you, and we have citizens who are so programmed, who know nothing of history, who are totally and psychotically irrational when it comes to just plain old common sense, that they would pass laws in America where the person trying to protect, the person trying to defend with a gun, is arrested and thrown in jail. So he flatly says, you don't have that option in Canada. You're not allowed to defend yourself with a gun. And he didn't even apologize for the fact that what that really means is that you have to stand there and be shot to death, your wife or daughter raped to death, or God knows what else is going to happen because you can't do anything, or you get thrown in jail. That's the thinking of a communist society. Where did he get that thinking? For the handful of people listening that are enamored with the global reset, this global reset to reset the world and America into a new world order. Justin Trudeau was one of the young rising stars that was especially selected to be one of the Global Reset's young global leaders. So from a very early age, he's been indoctrinated with their ideology. That's how he comes up with this Frankenstein warped thinking. And, you know, they pick people who have no brains whatsoever. They're just movie stars or whatever. So, you know, what's his name? I forgot what's his name. I completely forgot who he is. He's a huge actor in the United States, and he was part of being one of the young global leaders, as are a lot of Hollywood stars and stuff. So you can't defend yourself. You see, we're dealing with, you know, it appears to be that we're dealing with irrational thinking, but that's not really what we're dealing with. And we have to understand what we're really dealing with, because if we don't understand what we're really dealing with, we're going to perish. We're going to be locked up. We're going to disappear. We're not going to be around. We have to look through the smoke and mirrors and see what this global reset is really all about and what the agenda really is. It is not simply a philosophy. It's not simply a plan. The reason the global reset exists is because you and I look at it and say, you know, this is madness. This is insanity. How could they possibly want to propose this? But you're looking at it from the standpoint of a rational human being. You have to understand the truth of the global reset, and then it all makes sense. They full well absolutely know that the global reset is going to cause more deaths than it's going to save. They know that the global reset doesn't work. They know that the global reset is a disaster. They know that completely, yet they want to push it forward anyway. So why would they want to push forward the global reset anyway? Because they have a secret agenda that they're hiding from you. They have their Trojan horse hidden so you can't see it externally. And the Trojan horse of the global reset is the fact that they know it's going to bring about death, disease, murder, slaughter, poverty, loss of jobs, and everything else. They totally know that. But what you're failing to comprehend, and this is all important, is that is precisely what they want. They know that the global reset has a monstrous hidden agenda. But you have to wake up. See, the biggest mistake that people make in history and in life, I studied this for years. We all have a mental block when it comes to understanding the mind of somebody completely different from us, from understanding the mind of a sociopath or a psychopath or a dictator. Since we don't think like sociopaths, psychopaths, and dictators, we have a great deal of difficulty trying to think like they think. So, when we hear them say these outrageous things, we're baffled because we don't think that way. But they're not baffled because they don't think like this, like us. They're perfectly capable of pushing forward a psychopathic agenda that will kill a lot of people. They're okay with that in the same way they're okay with your children, your daughters, your wife, your husband being killed by an armed gang that breaks into your house. That's perfectly okay to them because it's not their family that's being slaughtered. That's why they pass these laws of psychosis, because they're not going to be victimized by it. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us, and we'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. So we're talking about Justin Trudeau and how he can pass these dictatorial laws, which are being passed all over the world. And by the way, these laws are being passed all over the world by the United Nations. And more nations are passing these insane laws. And any thinking person knows they're irrational, they're psychopathic, they don't work, they're counterproductive, they're total madness. Unless your brain has been short-circuited by some kind of electroshock therapy, which has dumbed you down, it should be screamingly obvious to you that this stuff is death. And there's no exaggeration here. So why do these people, these leaders, these globalist leaders, like Justin Trudeau, who was chosen to be one of the globalist leaders, why are they always promoting these laws which literally mean death to the population of their people? They're doing it not because they're ignorant. They know exactly what these laws will produce. They're doing it because they have signed a secret oath with the globalist elite, and the agreement is that if they are the champions of the globalist elite agenda, if they publicly stand up and support and drive forward the globalist agenda, and if they pass all these insane bills that the globalist agenda wants passed, they will be even further promoted. They will receive enormous financial rewards, enormous promotions and political awards, enormous benefits. And the seduction of that is so powerful that they're going to run and push forward this global reset. So you got guys like Trudeau who, according to this nurse, it's the same nurse that vaccinated him, it's either one or three times. And it was videotaped. His vaccinations were videotaped. And she said on camera that she expresses serious doubt regarding the authenticity of Trudeau's vaccine jab. And then she explains how it takes two hands to give somebody the jab. It has to be done at a particular angle and many other things. And all of these protocols regarding the jab were non-existent in the videotaped jab of Trudeau. So it's highly possible, if not probable, that Trudeau never got vaccinated. And we're hearing more and more reports of very powerful political leaders, cultural leaders, et cetera, who paid money and did not get vaccinated. They paid money and did not get vaccinated. So why would they not get vaccinated? Because they have information that the vaccination is dangerous, that they could die from the vaccination, that their children could die from the vaccination, or it could harm their immune system in the future. As such, they don't want to touch this vaccination with a 10-foot pole. And so What I suspect is that there is an amazingly large number of high-powered political leaders, world leaders, celebrities, billionaires, trillionaires, that there is a massive percentage of those people who paid to do an end run around getting vaccinated. Because they know, they're convinced it's dangerous. So there's two sets of rules. One set of rules for the globalist elite, and one set of rules for you. Except the problem in this situation is the one set of rules for the elite will allow them to continue to live in a healthy lifestyle. And the other set of rules that you are the recipient of will cause you to be vaccinated, damage your immune system, and set you up for some very serious diseases down the road. In addition to that, you know, how many lies, add up all the lies that were told to you regarding the vaccine. Seems to be an endless parade of lies. They told you, you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Well, that's not true. People who, in large numbers, have gotten the vaccine, and then they got COVID. They've gotten the vaccine, and then they died from COVID. And the numbers of these people are soaring. So you're being lied to. And then, if you really want to turn up the volume of your mind, ask yourself the really big question. Since this vaccine is so apparently dangerous, since there's a disturbing percentage of people that have died from it, why would you continue to force people to get this vaccine when there are so many dangers associated with it, when there are so many far, far, far safer alternatives to the vaccine that won't kill you? You know what I'm talking about. There's different compounds that will prevent you, that will reduce the severity of the vaccine and prevent you from dying. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there. There's certain nutrients out there that will significantly reduce your prospects of getting the vaccine. So you have all these alternatives. So why are you using military force to force people to get the vaccines? You're doing it because there's money involved, but it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. Use your head. Their commitment, their zeal to get you vaccinated is on the level of a psychopath. What's really going on here? Ask yourself that question. Wake up out of your stinking dazed state. Sorry for saying stinking, but it's very unhealthy thinking. That's all I can say. What if, you know, they say that when you study history, one of the biggest mistakes that a people group will make historically throughout history is when a evil leader writes down or communicates publicly his evil, deadly plan. He tells you in advance, the evil leader tells you in advance exactly what he's going to do. And the repetitive mistake that the people make is they don't believe him. They don't take him seriously. So they don't stand their guard regarding the possibility of him actually implementing his dark plan. And then they wake up one morning and his dark, evil plan is launched and people are dying all over the place. And this is a historical and cyclical mistake that societies make over and over again. They made it with Hitler. He wrote his book, Mein Kampf. He said word for word about all the atrocities he was going to do. But the people fell asleep, forgot, didn't take him seriously. And then they were horrified when he went and murdered millions and millions of Jews in the concentration camps, just like he said he would before he started. So, when you read or hear what the globalist elite plan to do with planet Earth, with society, with the new normal and everything, and then you look at what they've written and what they've said verbally on videotape and in writing, they are giving you a very specific heads up, a very specific game plan as to exactly what they plan to do in the very near future. So when they begin to do it, you shouldn't be shocked. You shouldn't be surprised at all. You should have been preparing for it the whole time. So, where is this going? They've told you. I can't tell you how many video lectures I've watched by Klaus Schwab, the leader of the Global Reset, and his psychopathic partner. I've watched endless videos of these guys making speeches, of them being interviewed, as well as their long-term plan. And their long-term plan should be terrifying to you, because they all wrote it down in advance in specific detail. They wrote it down. And in short, what they have planned to do is destroy this current world order and create in America and around the world globally a brand new world order that they call the Global Reset. And this is what they say they're going to do. So take it seriously that they're going to do this, just like Hitler did what he said he was going to do. Don't play stupid mental games and tune out and daydream and say something absurd like it can't happen here. It's already happening here. And they're telling you in advance what they're going to do. So here are some of the things they're going to do. They are going to crash the economic system to force you to get a DNA chip or nano chip implant currency so that they can put you into total surveillance 24/7 a day. And you can't buy or sell without that microchip implant embedded into you. That's one thing. They are totally serious when they say you will own nothing, but you'll never be happier in your life. It is their plan. They've set it out in the open that they intend to take away all your assets, all your money, all your property, all your pensions, all your insurance. They have every intention of using a multiplicity of financial mechanisms to strip you completely out of all your wealth and make you completely powerless and totally dependent on the state. That is what their plan is. Their plan is to create nothing less than a full-blown communist state dictatorship where they rule with an iron fist, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're going to select your employment and your occupation by the time you're in diapers or before. Because in addition to everything else we just said, they have every intention of engineering your DNA to meet a particular specific outcome that they desire. They're going to manufacture in you artificial DNA, an artificial genetic code that will make you a specific kind of person. That is one of their goals. Now, they know that when they re-engineer your DNA, they are moving you from the category of human. That means your DNA came from your parents who were human. And, you know, go long enough, further enough back. What they're going to do is you will be created out of the DNA of God. So you will be human. But for all the people who get suckered into this spiritual con game, you will discover that their plan is to completely reprogram and transform your DNA into the category of non-human DNA. So you will be a person that they call a synthetic human being. You will not be a real human being, because you will have DNA that is artificial and man-made. They want that because they want to be your God and totally control you. So, when they're finished, you'll either have real DNA or you'll have imitation DNA. And if you have imitation DNA, you better watch it, because you are no longer genetically classified as a human being. You are no longer genetically classified as human. You are now classified as a synthetic human being with artificial DNA, and you're no longer authentically human. You are now authentically non-human. You're man-made. You don't have a soul. You don't have a spirit. It's impossible for you to go to heaven, to be saved, and have your sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ, because that is only available, according to God, to those men and women whose DNA is 100% human. It's not available to those men and women whose DNA is not human. This is part of their thing. Then they want to choose your job and your career from the tiniest of age to when you're an adult. Look forward to itsy bitsy apartments. You think that the bombardment in the media of all these pictures of these these cargo containers that come in from China, and they slice them in half, and then each half of the cargo container, they make a really cheap apartment or condo out of? Well, what they're going to do is bulldoze down city streets and bulldoze down streets with appealing, charming individual houses, bulldoze them down and replace them with thousands and thousands of these cargo container homes, sliced in half. And basically, you will live like some kind of demented hobbit inside this cargo container. And the only world you will have for escape or whatever is they will make it very affordable for you to have the latest and greatest in virtual reality, artificial reality, the multiverse, and all kinds of electronic matrix hologram worlds. So you can run home and you won't be able to wait. It'll be so exciting. So you can jump into your artificial world and escape in it for like another 8 or 9 hours until you have to go back and do your shift. In addition to that, they're going to supply you with a regular amount of mind-altering drugs that you will be on during the working day and you'll be on it during the night. The mind-altering drugs will interface with these tiny houses that you will live in, and they will help give you an artificial euphoria. That is the plan of the Global Reset. Now, the second in command of the Global Reset asked a very interesting question, which he did not answer. And I'll tell you the question he asked. He said, "This is the first time in history where the elite have had the responsibility of taking care of the masses of people who need jobs and food. And they think they're being compassionate by sticking you, basically building an air-conditioned doghouse for you to live in and allowing you to escape into a virtual reality. That's their plan for you. But at a certain point, you got to remember history. Never in the history of mankind has a powerful, highly armed, globalist, wealthy elite allowed themselves to be babysitters and to take care of the financial needs, the health needs, and all the other needs of a genetically modified slave class. It doesn't work like that. The globalist elite are not going to continue to meet all your needs. The minute you stop providing usefulness to them, they're going to pull the plug on you because you're no longer needed. And the minute you're no longer needed, your life is over. Your life is over forever. That is the global reset. And it's happening all around us. Okay, so let's bring this in for the home stretch. All of this was warned about in Bible prophecy, especially in the book of Revelation, about a coming new world order or a global reset, about a one world government, a one world religion, a one world economic system. All of this was predicted in the book of Revelation. And a wireless computer-to-brain interface technology was all predicted in the book of Revelation. And all of this is happening now at hyper speed. But you have to realize you have a choice. Yeah, you can get your drugs. You can space out and enter, you know, a virtual reality world. Or you can seek God, engage in spiritual warfare, and stop this Frankenstein from taking over. But you're going to have to do it very quickly because Frankenstein is moving very, very fast. And I don't know about you, you know, you can hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. But I don't spend very much time talking to people who don't know what they're talking about because I can't allow their hot air to slow down the trajectory of what God has called me to do. And God has called you to do something too, besides being an airhead and float around in Zuckerberg's new multiverse. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And make sure that you seek the Lord and begin to engage in spiritual warfare in the time that we're in. This is not a joke. This is not like a cute suggestion. Your spiritual life and death is contingent upon whether or not you obey the Lord Jesus Christ's commands for the last days. You say, well, why should I do that? Because if you finish reading the book of Revelation regarding this multiverse, etc., you will see that the new world order, the one world government, the one world religion, which is the great reset, was created as like a prison camp for you, known as Mystery Babylon. And it was built for you. And and the devil wants you to live in Mystery Babylon. But if you intend to live in heaven forever and ever, if you intend to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and become saved and born again, then you will be able to live in heaven forever and ever and ever in a brand new world and a glorified body, and you will live with the Lord Jesus Christ for all eternity in not a counterfeit paradise, but a real paradise with God. And the future can be compelling, fascinating, and deeply fulfilling. But in order for that to happen, you have to be willing to engage in spiritual warfare now before the clock runs out. Look at the back of my book. What do you see? There's a clock near the top of my head. That symbolizes something. Just look at it. You'll know what it symbolizes in about 15 seconds. I'm sending you a message, just like I'm sending you a message now. Why? Because I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been called by God to fulfill his ministry. I didn't call myself. I don't know if you have a call or not. You may not. But all I know is that for me, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been called by God to function as a watchman on the wall, an evangelist, a Bible teacher, and other things. It's my job to spread the light of Jesus Christ and the message of salvation to as many people as I possibly can and as fast as I possibly can. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. I need your partnership in order to accomplish this goal. I need you to stand with us with your donations and contributions. I need you to be prayer warriors for us, and I need you to pray for me and my family and those associated with this ministry. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.